It is good to be.
It is good to be here.
大家好，很高兴到大家当中来。
I am in Buffalo. I come from this church.
我在Buffalo 水牛城的市中心里面布道，但是呢，我实际上我是从这个教会出来的。
I worked here 14 years with men's ministry.
我原来在这边工作了14年，是专门负责男生的传道的。
And this is different for me.
这个经历还是头一回。
I will try to help my buddy here to stay on, okay?
我希望能跟若华合作，然后能够把神的道讲出来。Today
I want to look at a scripture in Romans 9.
我们今天要讲的是罗马书第九章。But
before we get there,
但在我们来看这圣经之前,
I would like to say about Israel.
我想讲一下以色列的事情。
Everything for our faith came through them.
我们的所信的都是从他们那边而来。
It started way back with Abraham.
这从亚伯拉罕开始。
As he listened to the Lord.
当他听神。
And he moved for the Lord.
当他听神的话, 然后,
and went into a country.
然后搬到另外一个,
and a land that God had told him.
到一个神应许他的一个地方去。
Now.
现在,
the patriarchs.
这些列祖,
of our faith.
我们的信心,
Abraham. Isaac, Jacob,
亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各,
were all given to the Israelites.
都是以色列的列祖。
All the law came to them when Moses brought the tablets.
所有的律法都是原先是赐给他们的。 当摩西拿到了那个律法的时候,
and Christ comes on the scene,
当耶稣来到这个世上的时候,
and they reject him.
以色列人拒绝了耶稣。
Think about that.
大家仔细想一想。
They have had all the truth from the beginning till now.
他们从开始到现在, 就是有这个正道,
and they reject
但是呢, 他们拒绝了这个,
the complete answer.
这个, 完全的应许。
Paul said, I speak the truth in Christ.
保罗在罗马书里面讲到, 我在基督里说真言。
I am not lying.
我没有说谎话。
My conscience confirms it. In the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow. And anguish in my heart. I understand what Paul was talking about. I lived here in Clarence. I had a nice house.
我有一个很好的房子。
In ground pool. you understand? And I kept asking about the city.
然后呢，我经常想起市中心的事。
And I looked at my brothers in the city that I saw.
当我看到施中心的弟兄们的时候
，And I had anguish for them.
我心里大有忧愁。
I wanted to make a difference for them.
我要让他们生命有所改变。
And this church said, "Go."
那时这个教会就跟我说去吧。
God bless you. Bye bye.
愿神祝福你。再见。
And I looked at my wife and I said, "How can we do this?"
我那时候看着我的太太说，我们怎样做
？So downtown, we started to pray.
所以我们开始祷告。
In the backyard of some people. In the backyard, barbecue.
在我们的那个后院里面，我们开始做烤。
And we were praying for the city.
我们为市中心祷告。
Do you hear the news?
你有没有听到这个新闻呢？
So much shooting. Killing.
在那边发生了很多的枪杀的事情。
They will rob you.
他们会抢劫你。
Not good.
很多很不好的事情发生。
My heart ached for those people.
我的心为他们伤痛。
Where is the gospel in their life? Where is Jesus in their hearts?
在他们心中，耶稣在哪里呢？好消息在哪里呢？
Paul said in verse 3.
在第九章第三节里面，保罗讲。
For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers.
第三节他讲，为我弟兄，就是我骨肉之亲，就是自己被诅咒，与基督分离，我也愿意。
That was a powerful prayer.
这个是一个很强有力的祷告。
It showed that Paul.Cared about his people.
这个显明了保罗真的是很关心他的骨肉，他的弟兄。
I lived here in Clarence in luxury.
我在Clarence 这边生活的非常的好。
And my brothers in the city were hurting and in poverty.
但是呢，我在市中心的弟兄们却过着一个很困的生活。
I was not thinking like Paul.
我没有像保罗那样子想。
Paul was willing to give up his salvation for his brothers.
保罗甚至愿意让自己被诅咒与基督隔离，就是为了他的弟兄的缘故。
That troubled me.
这个想法呢，让我心里面就是很不安。
How much will we give up?
因为当我想到说，我们究竟愿意给出多少呢？
To see our brothers, our family, the people we love come to know Jesus.
来让我们的弟兄、我们的家庭、我们所爱的人来归向耶稣基督。
Paul said,
保罗说,
"For Christ's sakes,
为了,
of my brothers, those of my own race."
为了我的弟兄，我骨肉之亲。
He was talking about the Jews.
他是这里面指的是那些犹太人。
And as I sat and I looked,
当我在坐下来，我周遭看一下的时候。
I saw so many black young men and women.
我看了很多黑皮肤的年轻的人。
Who were lost.
他们没有认识耶稣。
And would not know Jesus.
他们灵魂失散。
So I went to the city.
所以呢，我就到市中心去了。
They say I'm crazy.
他们觉得我简直是发疯了。
Here I was making $69,000.
我在这边呢，我一年有大概7万块钱。
In the city, I make 19.
在市中心呢，我大概赚2万块钱还不到。
$50,000 cut.
基本上就是我的薪水减少了。
It means nothing.
但是呢，这对我来说不算什么。
To see one brother come to Christ.
只要有一个人来愿意到耶稣前面来得救，这就值得了。
I am having a great time at church.
我在那边的教会，我真的是很欣赏。
Impacting those who come with Jesus and sending them out.
因为当他们来的时候呢，我传扬给他们耶稣的信息，让他们归主，然后呢，我再把他们送出去。
Today you sang lovely hymns that I remember from my Christian growing up.
今天你们在唱圣诗的时候，让我想起了我小时候，我就是唱的这些歌长大的。
But we play songs that are with a big beat.
但是呢，现在我在市中中心那边，我们是唱的摇滚曲。
And we have people come from the neighborhood.
然后我们有很多人是从教会的周围的地区来的。
On Saturday morning,
在礼拜六早上
we give away.
我们给给来的人东西。
200 turkey subs to the community.
一共有两百个三明治，就是turkey 三明治。
That we make.
我们做了200个这样。
And when they come, we tell them about Jesus.
我们当他们来吃的时候，我们就跟他们传讲耶稣的好消息。
From that ministry, we have gotten people into our church.
从这个布道中，我们带了一些人到了我们教会来。
We have an after-school program.
我们有放学后的一些节目。
From that program, we've gotten people into our church.
从这些活动中呢，我们也领一些人到了我们教会来。
Now I told you I was crazy.
我之前跟你讲说我就是。人家以为我发疯了。
Your church here?
你们在这边。
In my church?
在我的教会。
There are four of you.
有四个，就是像跟你们一样种族的人。
My church meets on Saturday night.
我的教会礼拜六晚上就聚会。
A young Spanish man.Meets at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
西班牙裔的人呢？Saturday.
Sunday morning.
是礼拜天早上崇拜。
An older Spanish man meets right after him, Spanish only.
然后西牙裔的，就是比较老的人呢，就是礼拜天下午聚会。
The next church is African from the Congo.
然后之后呢，就是就是从刚果来的人聚会，所以一共有四场的聚会。
The last church, I have my token white guy.
最后的聚会是我的白种人的聚会。
He works with Buff State students.
他是跟学生工作的。
Our goal is to reach the community and beyond.
我们的目标就是说，要让我们周围的团体、我们的社区，还有社区以外的人知道耶稣的信息。
Paul said that the people of Israel, they had the adoption of sons.
保罗说。以色列人呢，他们有这个儿子的名分。
The divine glory and the covenant.
荣耀，诸约。
At the revealing of the law,
律法,
and the temple worship,
礼仪,
all of the promises of Scripture,
所有的应许经文都是他们的。
They could trace their ancestry,
他们可以追溯到他们列祖,
to Christ,
从他们列祖到基督。
And they didn't respond to it.
但是呢，他们没有做任何的回应。
As you sit here,
当你们坐在这边的时候，
you have a circle of influence.
你们对你们遭的人有一个影响。
There are people that you know.
你们知道一些人。
That others don't know.
其他人不知道这些人。
I want to lay this on you.
我要向大家挑战。
You are responsible to give them Christ.
你有责任跟他们传讲耶稣的信息。
You are responsible.
你有这个责任。
To tell them about Jesus.
跟他们讲耶稣。
No matter how afraid you feel.
不管你觉得很怎么样的害怕。
No matter if you feel they will reject you,
不管你怎么样怕说，你跟他们讲，他们就不理你了。
You have a responsibility to tell people about Jesus.
你有这个责任去跟他们讲耶稣，即便他们不愿意听。
If we all told others about Jesus, the church would grow. You would not need this building, this room, but the other room.
如果我们每个人都这样子做的话，那我们的教会就会壮大起来。那你们就是不仅仅需要这个房间的，你们需要的是隔壁的大的房间。
Now, we have many different kinds of churches in my church. We have Spanish, African, and I'm white American as well as black.
在我们的教会中，我们有各种种族的人，我们有黑人，有白人，有西班牙人。
But as I read this scripture in my devotions,
当我在灵修的时候，当我读的这个经文的时候，
my heart became heavy.
我的心真的是觉得很沉重。
For the people who are not connected to Christ.
因为我想到那些还没有到耶稣基督面前来的人。
How do we do that?
我们怎样做呢？
Each and every one of us,
我们每一个人，
I'm going to give you a novel idea.
我想给你们一个很有创意的。
That I have done in my church.
就是这个做法呢，是我在我们现在的教会实行的。
Practice.
就是你要练习。
What? Practice?
你说什么？练习。
Yes.
对的，练习。
Get two or three or four people.
让你们先从三四个人开始。
One person is the lion, the sinner.
The lion.
The lion. Yes.
一个人当狮子。
Because the lion tries to devour us.
因为那个狮子想吞噬我们。
And one that's Christian that tells him about Christ.
另外一个人就是做基督徒，跟他这个狮子讲耶稣。
Others observe and watch.
另外两个人呢就。
And practice.
我们就这样子练习。
Telling people how to come to Jesus.
练习告诉人怎样来到基督的面前。
Some are very intellectual, smart people, right?
有一些的我们要传讲信息的人呢是非常就是智力非常智商非常高的。
In high school,
在高中的时候，
I led my biology teacher to Christ.
我带我的生物学的老师。
He was talking about evolution.
因为他那时候在讲进化论。
And I introduced Jesus.
然后呢，我就跟他传讲耶稣的信息。
He came to me.
然后他就跟
After months of research.
他做了很多一个月的研究。
And said, Jesus is the way.
然后他跟我说，耶稣就是。
You can do it.
你也能这样子。
There is a guy named Danny Little.
有一个人叫 Danny Little.
My friends, when I was younger, 16.
他是我的朋友，但那时候我才16岁。
We had a practice session.
我们就开始这个练习。
The question was, why do you carry a Bible to school?
然后那个就是问题就是说，你为什么要拿着圣经到学校？
One was a Christian to defend.
就是第一个你要回答的就是说是基督徒。
And one was the lion to try to devour.
那个我们在练习的时候，一个当基督徒要做这个传讲，另外一个就是假装是这个狮子。
At the beginning of the week.
然后在刚开始的时候。
We go to school.
我们去学校。
And this kid looks at the three of us sitting at the lunch table.
这有一个孩子看到我们三个人在吃中饭的桌子边上。
He says, "Why do you carry a Bible to school?"
然后他就问了，你为什么要带圣经来学校呢？
We looked at each other. We just practiced.
我们就三个人相视看，就想心都就是心里面在说，我们刚刚练习这个问题。
Danny Little was my first convert. We all prayed at the lunch table.
Danny Little 是我第一个带信主的。
And each and every one of you.
我们你们中当中的每一个人。
Practically.Can sit through scenarios.
你们可以就是做很多的就是不同的场景。
And practice how you would communicate the gospel.
然后练习你怎么样把福音传讲出来。
Because you know what?
因为你知道吗？
I don't like that feeling.
我不喜欢那个感觉。
Of knowing that there are people who are lost and dying.
不喜欢那个感觉，就是说我知道说有一些人他们没有知道耶稣，然后他们要死去。
Last week in Buffalo.
上个周在城里面。
A young man was shot.
一个年轻人被枪杀。
Drive by.
就是怎样开过去。
The bullet went into his liver.
他在那边开。
He was only a few steps from ECMC.
他就实际上就开过那边就他在 ECMC 的旁边，然后呢就是有一个子弹就撞到他的肝里面去。
And they couldn't save him.
后来他没有办法，医生没有办法救他。
He was 20 years old.
他那时候才20岁。
A tear rolled down my cheek.
我听到了我就。泪水就流下来了。
Who had a chance to tell him about Jesus?
谁原先本有这个机会去跟他讲耶稣的？
Folks, this is really important.
所以我要跟大家讲的就是，这是很重要的事。
We can't come to church and just listen.
我们不能只是到教会来，然后只是做听众。
We have to put feet on our prayers and our faith.
我们必须有行动在我们的祷告中。
You can have an impact or a change, make a change in somebody's life.
你可以改变一些人的人生。
And I hope you do.
我希望你能。一些人的人生。
Paul said something that was hard.
保罗讲在这边讲到的是，不是每一个人都能做到的。
He said he would give up the faith.
他说他愿意自己被诅咒。
If his brothers could come to Christ.
如果 他因为这个的缘故，他的弟兄能够到耶稣能够信主。
Do you have that kind of concern?
你也有同样的想法吗？
Father God, thank you so much.
亲爱的天父，真的是谢谢你。
For your love for us.
我们谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
That you've given us all the Bible.
你给我们把圣经。
So we can see your truth.
让我们能看到你的真道。
And help others know.
也帮助其他的人。
What your truth is.
你的真道是什么？
That they might come to know you.
好让他们。
As their personal Savior.
能够来到你的跟前，接受你做他们的救主。
Thank you, Lord, for these beautiful people.
主啊，我为这些弟兄姐妹谢谢你。
Lord, empower them.
神啊，求你赐给他们。
With the Holy Spirit.
求你用圣灵赐给他们力量。
That their lives.
让他们的人生。
Might be lamps and lights for you.
成为人的成为世上的灯光。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你，耶稣。
For this time.
为我们这为这一段美好。
We love you.
谢谢你，我们爱你。
Amen.
Amen.